We're discussing the Forbes wealthiest people and how they build lasting wealth. Mentors and mindset is so critical. So let's take a look at what they have in common. Welcome to Generation Wealth. I'm Candy Valentino, and I've been building businesses and generating wealth before I could legally order a drink. For more than two decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited businesses, all while investing in real estate and building financial freedom. Now I want to help you expand your wealth and give you the proven roadmap to implement today. It doesn't matter if you're a part of Generation X, Generation Y, or Gen Z. It is time to join Generation Wealth. Now let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to Generation Wealth, your podcast for all things building wealth from real estate to businesses. We're breaking all the investing tips down every single week so that you can build wealth, not just now, but for generations to come. All right, today's episode. This is going to be a shorty, but it's going to be good. Action-packed, so wherever you are listening from, I want you to make sure to listen to this to the end because there is going to be some things that you can do right now that are going to pay dividends in your life. We're discussing the Forbes wealthiest people and how they build lasting wealth. Because look, we all want to be successful, financially stable, but like how do we build wealth long term? How do we make it last? Like what are their secrets? And here's the thing I found from not just doing the book and not just talking about money and finances and businesses for so long and doing it for over 2.5 decades, I found that all of the, quote, secrets are not that really secretive. They're boring. They're the tangible things that people do not just once. They're not focused on wanting to look rich. They're actually focused on being wealthy. So let's take a look at what they have in common. And according to Forbes, many of the wealthiest people in the world all have three things in common. They're entrepreneurs, they're investors, and they have a long-term vision for their wealth. Write those three things down. They're entrepreneurs, investors, and they have a long-term vision. So first, let's talk about being an entrepreneur because 75% of the wealthiest people all either created businesses or they have their money from businesses. Entrepreneurs in general are risk takers. They make the calculated risks. They do their due diligence. They do market research. They understand what they're entering, but they also have a passion for being able to be in business, to be an entrepreneur, and they use their skills and their expertise to create products and services that fill a gap in the market. Now look, you know that I'm not the person that says build a business around your passion or your purpose, right? Because let's be real, like there are a lot of things that you might be passionate about or feel is your life's purpose, but they're not going to make money. And then what happens is people then quit. They go back to working a job or doing what they were doing before because this business is just a lot of work and another job that they have to show up for that is not profitable and doesn't make them money. The Forbes 400, they maintain largely they're self-made. They've built businesses. And yes, some of them have certainly inherited their fortune. But 69% of them have actually created their fortune rather than inheriting it. So that's why being an entrepreneur is such a vital part of creating wealth. The second, of course, is being an investor, right? The wealthiest invest their money, their earned income that they get from that business into a wide, diverse range of assets, stocks, real estate, and other businesses. They don't put all of that money into just one basket. They're always looking for new opportunities, way to grow their wealth, right? Ways for their money to make more. And the third, I think, is what's talked about maybe the least in what a lot of people talk about when building wealth. Because we talk about the strategies and we talk about the businesses, we talk about how to grow your businesses, what to invest in. But man, having a long-term vision for your life is crucial. Like wealthy people don't just think about short-term gains. They're not just thinking about the now. They're not trying to buy the designer thing, drive the fancy car to look rich. They're focused on building a legacy. To really have patience and understand that wealth takes time to accumulate, to use compound interest in your favor. So they invest in assets that will appreciate over time. Now, let's look at some of the specific strategies that they do use to build and sustain wealth over time. First, as I say in the book and on the show, they all create multiple streams of income so that they don't rely on one source of income. They're creating multiple streams to diversify their earnings because let's be real, in business, if one market dries up but you have money in other ways, you can still be safe in economic downturns or in financial difficulty. If you all have your money in real estate and something shifts the market and there's a big turn, which we just talked to a guest not that long ago on the show about this, like there is so much volatility that can happen. So you have to make sure that you have money in different areas. This would be like having the rental income, but having business income, and then also having your investment income. Second, the wealthiest people, they also live below their means. I know this is like the most boring, unsexy topic, but they don't splurge on all the expensive things until they have wealth. Rather, they invest their money into assets. This is the one flip that no matter where you are in your journey right now, you can flip the script and create more wealth. It's by taking earned income. And rather than spending your earned income on the biggest house you can afford or on the bougie bag that you want or on the fancy car that you want to drive, invest in the stock that owns that company. Owning a piece of the action of an asset is far better than owning an item that's a depreciating asset. This really allows people to reinvest their earnings and to grow their wealth more quickly because they're living on less and they're investing more. Third is they surround themselves with successful and like-minded people, people that are on the same journey, that want to create wealth, that aren't really focused on all the fancy things, right? They're finding mentors. They're belonging to groups where they can learn and be around other successful people that are on that same journey. This helps you stay motivated, focused, and constantly learning. I believe it was Jim Rohn that originally said the quote that we are the sum total of the five people that we hang around with. That's why friend groups and the people that you are around could actually cost you, right? Like, let's say you're super focused on building your wealth and having financial freedom, yet all the people that you're around, they want to go spend. They want to go do the bougie vacations. They want to go do all these things. We tend to go with the flow. We tend to be people pleasers. So you tend to do what your circle does. It may be time that you look for a new circle. It doesn't mean that you have to leave all these people and never talk to them again, but it just might mean that you have to be more intentional with the people that you spend the most amount of time with. So let's talk about why this is important. Mentors and mindset is so critical. It's not the whole piece, like I always say, but it is part of the puzzle. The wealthiest people really have a growth and gratitude mindset. They invest heavily into their own self-education. They're constantly learning, constantly adapting, constantly being able to get through the next challenge. They also have this attitude of gratitude and a strong self-belief in their ability to succeed. And look, I always say, no matter what you're going to do, no matter what level you're getting to, there's always going to be some doubt, some disbelief that you have in yourself. But here's the key. You just need to have a little bit more faith in yourself than your fear of what you're going to do. And I think it's never waiting until you're ready. It's never waiting until you have all the answers. It's never waiting until you have the perfect plan. It's just having the belief in yourself that you can do this, even with the fear that comes along with going on that next step of your journey. Many of the people that are on this 400 richest list are all deeply committed to having gratitude, to giving back. They donate millions and millions of dollars every year to charities and missions that they love. It's why contribution was an entire chapter in my book, not because it's some flashy topic point or something fun to talk about, but it literally rewires the way that you build wealth. It's remembering that it's not what we get out of life. It's truly what we give. It's what we're here for. And if you're just focused on accumulating things and having all of the stuff to make other people think you're successful, you really miss the entire point of building wealth. And truly, that's for a whole other podcast. That's why it's a whole other chapter in the book. But I do want to talk a little bit about the Forbes 400, the actual people that are on the list for 2022. Because according to Forbes, the minimum net worth to even make this list is at least $3.4 billion. So every single person that's on that list is worth at least $3.4 billion. That's up from 2021. In 2021, it was only $2.9 billion. The combined net worth of all 400 individuals on this list, get this, guys, $3.54 trillion. That's actually right around the same amount that our country printed it last year. But this was up also from 2021, which was $3.2 trillion. Massive, massive amounts of wealth. And when we look at the five wealthiest individuals, most of you will probably know these names. And of course, they fluctuate all the time depending on what their dividends are doing, what their investments are doing, what their companies are doing. But we've got Jeff Bezos, we've got Elon Musk, we've got Bill Gates, we've got Mark Zuckerberg, and of course, Warren Buffett. The most interesting thing about Warren Buffett that I think most people don't know that I did write about in the book is a huge portion of his net worth, meaning like over 90% of his net worth was actually built from the time he was 55 years old. So it was what he did in the first 30 years of his life that actually gave him 90% of the results. That's why it's so important to understand compound interest, understand investings, and to know where to put your money so that it can make more of it. Forbes notes that this 2022 list also has, get this, a record number of women. 78 women were on this list, also up from 2021, which had 63. And the youngest person, 24-year-old Kevin David Lehman, who inherited his fortune from, guess what? A business, a German drugstore chain. Now, a lot of these people on the list, yes, they are self-made. They did this on their own, but there's also people on this list who got their money from someone else in their family from doing it. That is generational wealth. So that's why learning this stuff is so important. And I know so many people here, 24-year-old inherited a drugstore chain, must be nice. But guess what? His grandfather, his dad, whoever started that, his mom, his grandma, right? Like whoever that was, they did the work. They created generational wealth. And let's be real, you have all the tools, all the talents, all the tactics in order for you to do it as well. But these ideas, this podcast, an interview that you hear isn't going to change your financial future. The implementation of it will. The actions that you take and what you do next will be the biggest needle mover in not just your wealth, but in your generational wealth that you can leave for your family for generations to come. All right, guys, for more quick tips about building businesses or wealth, you know how to follow me at Candy Valentino, all the places, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok. And if you love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. But until next time, thank you so much for tuning in to Generation Wealth. We'll see you next week.